We want to wish you a very wonderful day today, whatever day it is. It's Sunday afternoon here, and we're glad to meet with you via the internet. And we're just hoping that you'll listen to the entire message. We're not sure what it'll have, but it'll be something good. We believe there'll be something there for everyone, because that's how God works. He's wonderful. Father, we thank you for touching Brother Freedom today. You've already been touching him and dealing with him in wonderful ways. Thank you, Lord, for using him today. We give you this house. We give you this property. We give you this room. Lord, we surrender everything to you, because you're the boss anyway, and we're just glad to work under you and with you, and we love you, Father. In Jesus' name, we ask for the help and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Father, we just love you, and we thank you for being such a special Father. Lord, you're truly our Father. You are the one that actually works in our life, even through the Spirit of God. You're there, see us constantly. And truly, it is our Father which art in heaven. You're the one whose eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show you're so strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect towards you. Lord, when we get your approval, we don't have to worry. It may not be according to man's rules. It may not be, not may even desire, but that's still, we are to walk in your presence. We're to walk according to your jurisdiction. We're walk according to your calling. And Father, those callings you give to us sometimes many, many, many years ago. And those callings are not completed to a certain period of time passes. And that time, when that space of time is ended, you start into the person or the individual, your child starts into the walk that you've called them to be ministering for. Up to that time, Lord, it was helping them to survive, help them to walk upright before you. But because it gets a little higher calling. And Lord, I know this, what I'm speaking right now is going to a lot of people throughout the world. God's called all to a special calling. And you could get nobody, no one to instruct you any better than our Heavenly Father. He will give you the Holy Spirit. He will give you the leadership of Jesus, His Son. And He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eyes are open to the righteous and His ears open to their cries. And He is the one that will get you with fullness of His power. He is the one that can arrange your life, make you come into holiness, make you walk in His obedience with love, with joy, peace, the good things from heaven. And Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for this wonderful day. Lord, I feel sorry for a lot of your people that have so struggled, even their Christian life. They've tried to do it within their own framework, and there's troubles when you do it that way. Lord, I would have been washed up years and years ago. Lord, that's the only thing that saved me, is I've been willing. I've been so ignorant that I was willing to whatever you told me to do it, and do it with all my heart, with all my understanding. And Lord, I've tried. And Lord, you've even helped me this last hour in my old age. You'll help me when I thought maybe I had a problem, but it wasn't a problem. It was because you had arranged it that way from the very beginning. And Lord, I thank you. We come to you sometimes, we don't like the way that we're made. We don't like our height, we don't like our direction, but we come to that place that you made us there because each one of us is special in your eyes. And we say, well, I'm too short. So you don't want to go. There is no hindrances in this life that we cannot focus in on you and be more than conquerors through you which loves us. Lord, we thank you that you are our sufficiency. You make us complete. You make us ever withhold. And Lord, we need to realize that in our infancy that we can grow in your nature, in your admonition, in your direction, in your calling, that we might be productive in the last hour. We might do thy will. We will not walk in vain. Your word talks about that, Paul talked about that after you've done all these, we do it in vain. That's what's happened to many people. They're walking now in vain. They're walking not in your spirit. And that vainness takes them out of your will. And Lord, we don't want that. We want to do your will, Lord. Help us to stay. Help this day to be productive. I pray this message will be divinely moved upon by thy mighty Spirit. And Lord, I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost here to move mightily, and we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. God bless you, dear people. I pray that God will open the windows of heaven to you this day and give you a mighty blessing that you cannot contain. I pray that you've got something wrong, that God will heal you, set you free, cleanse you, heal you, bring you into a greater distance, a greater place, and a greater calling. And I pray for a mighty blessing on the audience that hears these words. I pray that they'll be made life to you. They'll be made strength to you. They will give you that overcoming power that you lack within yourself without the movement of God's Holy Spirit. And His Spirit is there is liberty. We need that liberty of the Holy Ghost to be real in this last hour. We know that. What saith the Lord? The world has missed that mark so tremendously, and the churches have missed it. They've walked in vain imaginations, and those vain imaginations will take you down to a place that you'll wish you'd never gone. And Father, I pray for the unction of the Holy Ghost to set your people free, put them on a new march, a new calling, a new direction, a new liberty, a new power, a new anointing. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to turn to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and it's a very special. I've always had a tendency of saying it wrong, and I want to set everybody free. Brother Freedom makes mistakes. He makes mistakes, boo-boos sometimes. It says, Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and the 5th verse, and then this is simple, but I must be simpleton, because I've said it wrong. I know I have. It says, trust the Lord. And I left it off there, and I said, then lean not on our understanding. But it's not that way. See, I've made mistakes, and today it's for you to realize that I'm human just like you are. I've said this wrong. And so we can do things wrong all these days, but if God sets you free, then you don't have to continually make that wrong. From this day on, I will learn to trust the Lord with all my heart. See, I was leaving with all my heart. The most special part of it, I was leaving out. But God seen it. He let it pass by all these times. But He knew there was going to be a day that Brother Freedom was going to have to give this message. And I had to have something that I could put in that I had done wrong. And lean not in thine own understanding. You know, when we come to the Lord, we're like little babes. We find ourselves really not knowing what's really in life. In the natural, we come in this world as children. We come in with a mommy and a daddy. Helpfully will lead us spiritually that we might learn good benefits as we grow to time when we know right from wrong. But a lot of times we grow very, because they did not know, we lose some of the input that we could receive, that we lost the benefits. By the Spirit of God. So I'd like to say today that trusting the Lord is the first step that we have to take. Trust Him as your Lord and Savior. We accept Jesus as our personal Savior, that one that paid in full that we might be able to have eternal life, that we might not be set before we would have been without that trusting in Jesus, we would have been our way to devil's hell. There'd been no way of escape. There'd be no way of having that rebirth, that new excitement. Any man be in Christ, his new creature, former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. We would not have learned to enjoy that. But because of His love for us and God's love for us, that they went and sent Jesus to the cross. The cross is the means that Jesus was saved on. Through that calling of the cross, would there have been no way for Jesus to have done this without that cruel cross, without that Him have to meet death itself through him giving of himself to that, it became, we was going to receive life, and we was going to receive more abundant life, but it wasn't going to stop just there. He said, it's needful that I go away, for if I go not away, the comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send the comforter, and he will come back and be with you, and will reprove the world of sin, and lift up my name. He shall be that one shall anoint you. He'll give you that extra dimension. He will give you that blessing. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. This all-seeing eye of God that sees all that's happening, but his thing with God, he sees what's going on, but it takes the Holy Spirit to actually make it come to work. He is your benefactor. He is the one that lives with you. He's the one that's by your side. He's the one that helps you and sees you when your blood pressure is up, when your blood pressure is down. And I know a little bit about blood pressure also, because here I come through a time of stroke, and I found myself, my blood pressure was staying too high. And so my doctor told me that I had to get a machine to take my blood pressure every couple hours. And I found myself, especially when I got up, my blood pressure would be way high, scary high. And I started learning. When we trust in God, it brings us down. I could start praying. I could seek God and my blood pressure would start going down. It starts seeing God. When I stop, it would go back up. There's something within us. It's when Adam fall, stays within us. That old man is there prevalent all the time. So we got to work on it with God's help to help us to be what they call overcomers. And that's what that word means. There's a problem down here, and God will help us in overcoming the situation with the Spirit of God. God will help you to work out His salvation for you through Christ Jesus our Savior. When we accept Jesus Christ, it's a package that comes down. We accept Jesus Christ, the personal Savior. We also get the influence of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit of God, that we have an unction within us. Greater is He that's within us than He is the world. We don't let our hearts be troubled. We will not be afraid, for in our Father's house so many mansions were not so, He would have told us. Jesus has went to heaven to prepare in us a heavenly mansion. It's beyond all understanding. And that trusting, when we accept Jesus Christ, we're to trust God totally. But see, now this is when the differences take place. God gave me a revelation on this day. I've been firing at it, but it's just really written right here in the Old Testament. And lean not in thine own understanding. So all colleges, basically, they're bringing you back into your own understanding. They're there as an actual church. Really is. God is the only one. That's why God pulled me out of Bible school. There was nothing wrong with Bible school, but God wanted to have me a little dimension over. All the churches, basically, God's got the windows open to them right now, but they will not receive it. They have too much money, too much time invested, that they don't want to lose what they have. And what they got a loser. The Holy Ghost is the answer. It's the days are changing. We're seeing a time that God's changing things. He's going to bring forth a mighty blessing upon the church to those who open up the windows of heaven. God's going to pour upon them a blessing that they cannot contain. He's going to fill them with an overdose of the Holy Ghost. You're going to be overpowered by the Spirit of God that's going to be alive and real in you. He will bring back what should have happened here about 10 or 15 years ago, but it didn't get complete because people started meddling. They come in between the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God actually backed up. And God called me at that time and let me know what was going on. And the Lord showed me that through the infancy of the terribleness of iniquity does abound, so much more is grace abound. When there's iniquity upon this land, God brings forth more grace. He brings more compassion, more love, more blessings, more power from on high. But when we start leaning on our own understanding, we're living in ourselves. There's no other way to describe it. There's no other way. You write out a sermon within yourself, you're putting the words. Now there's going to be a lot of opposition, but that's, you believe your way, you can close the dial off, you don't have to listen. But I do know that God will bring you through to a place of development that you'll never find in any college, any place that you go. God's here to put you in leadership directed by His mighty hand. Now that's a calling that no one should withdraw from. God said, I've opened unto you the windows of heaven. My people, come, behold, I the Lord shall help thee. Come to me, and I will lift thee up. I will encourage you this day. I will fashion you after my son, and you will have the direction of my spirit upon you, and you will have that great liberty upon you. You'll have a fascination of glory, and you'll see great mighty things because you've invested your time in the living one that can help you. I say my people have their own foundations. They have their own beliefs. But I say in my word, I say in that last day, that my people must worship me in spirit and in truth. In spirit and truth. When you put the spirit with the truth of God, you get power. You get the anointing. What did God do when He first worked in my life? He said, I want you to read the Bible. 2 hours, gave my tithe reading the Bible. Because He wanted me to have a balance within me when the Spirit of God can come upon me. That He wants that for all of us. That we will have an unction from the Holy Ghost that's greater than what you're facing through life. Every day I can say for those about 15 years, the people I worked for did not know what I was doing because they didn't have to know. They had me to do a certain job, and God was helping me do it better than I ever did it before. There was no complaints. God didn't make me to where I had to be ashamed. God has never sawed the limb off of me and set me and listed out there hanging. He's made me to be able to trust Him. And I'm trusting Him right now. Great things. He's able to succeed and give you success in life. He's able to give you value. He's able to give you determination. He's able to give you a healed heart. Heal your heart where you can heal and help. Heal other hearts. Our people, there's troubles in this land. And the only benefit, the only antidote that we have is the Holy Ghost. He is the system for the system. He has the system for the system. If the Holy Ghost system is His personality, He's in this room with great power. Not here to frighten, but He's here. He's here to lift you up, to encourage you. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways, when we lead Him out, He has nothing to do but say, hey, I'm washed up with you. I cannot use you because you will not take heed. The Bible says, take heed the things that we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. That's in Hebrews. Take heed the things that you've heard, lest any time you let them slip. And that's what we've been doing. We let things slip. We say, oh, it's okay. It's what we are fault. No. You know what the Lord told me? If He would have done, which has happened in a church world, the bottle of tea would still be the model tea. The refrigerator would be back to the old days when you just made maybe ice cubes and you had to, because technology changed. God moves with technology. The 1900, the people were saying true. God never changed because people had never changed. But since 1900 now, this changed drastically. It's like Daniel spoke of, these things shall come to pass in the last day. They'll go to and fro throughout the whole earth. It's taken place. I have in my mail from taking this trip that I took this couple weeks ago, I have 8 points that I can go to another trip. I mean, it's beyond. We're living in a new dispensation. We're living in the last hour. We're living in the hour when Jesus is coming through the cross of the Lord. And we need to be prepared. I may not get to the rest of the service. May have to pay the next week. But God's here to renew you. God's here to reshape you. He's here to give you that extra power. He's here to give you an anointing. He's here to not be lived up in an old dried up church and swivel around like an old full of prune. I see many of God's people are so unhappy. They don't have no joy. I got the joy of the Lord. It's my strength. It's my power. power. It's the witness that greater is He that's in me. He's in the world. Let not my heart be troubled. Neither let me afraid. For in my Father's house there are many mansions. God's here to uplift you, up, encourage you, to strengthen you. What a deal. Back in Roosevelt, he had that slogan, a new deal. Well, I'll tell you, God's got the new deal. God's got the deal. You know, you're not worshipped until you quit. You're not worshipped. Receive that next pardon. It says, the anointing which you have received in Him, the anointing which you have received in Him, abideth in you. And you need not that any man teaches you, but as in that same anointing teaches you, it is truth and is no lie. And even as you have taught in Him, live in the Spirit. We're to abide in the Spirit with that same truth. We are to be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor. In Hebrews, we're to come in that new dispensation. Talks about if we sin, there's no more repentance, no more sacrifice. And even as He taught you, abide in Him. That is the comfort. Abide ye in Him. Abide ye in Him. He will give you that baptism. He will give you that personality that you need. We're our personality that are so wicked within themselves. We have schisms. We have problems. We have, you know, my daughter, I'm going to tell this on myself. I thought this morning when I first got up that I would like to take my daughter to breakfast. I thought, well, it's a long ways down to a certain town. But God foreseen this. You know, at 9 o'clock, I was listening to a couple programs, Christian programs, and I was just sort of, the Lord was just about half in the Spirit, just relaxing. And the Lord, I heard a knock on the door. Dad, you okay? I said, yes, I'm okay. Well, why didn't you call me? He says, we can't call you. God disconnected the telephone wire. And I says, I'm so thankful. She came to me. Dad, I want to make sure you're okay. And I thought it was the most beautiful thing. But God wants us to start giving roses out while we're alive. Where you are, He wants you to have such love. Oh, come on, see them, that you seek people not with what your natural gains, but you seek them as doing a ministry as unto the Lord. As unto God. That you're not repaid by certain stances and all these things that put us in, and you're not in the column that says you give for certain ministries and you're going to be, you don't do it that way. I was reading that the other day. He says, when you pray, go to your inner closet. This is Jesus saying this. And when you pray, pray that you'll not be seen. Don't go around as the Pharisees and those to make long words of what you don't even know. You're trying to be someone when you're not nothing. But your Father knows. He's there to apukup. He says He will answer that day before you even cry. He answered my cry this morning before I called. So I just, Lord, I says, I'll take you to breakfast. See, God arranged it. That was in my heart, so God's just going to bring it complete. He said, well, I said, I'll just bring her up to you, and He'll bring your granddaughter with her, and you'll take them to breakfast. God ordained it. Because it was a loving thing that God wanted me to give to her as being my earth. The Father to my daughter. But our Heavenly Father is the same way. He wants us to glory, to give glory to Him. He is worthy of all praise. And when you call on Him in secret, He will reward you openly, that you will be blessing, that you will not have no need in the last hour, that you will live. The Bible says in Luke, it says, when He comes, that He will find you be able to stand before the Son of Man. That means that there will be no hindrance, that you can stand for the Son of Man. The Bible talks about that we'll not have that clothing. In Revelation, it says we will be naked. And that's what's hurting us. Our nakedness has taken away our power. And the only thing that can complete us being naked is the Holy Ghost. It is the only one, because He is there to help you, to hide you, to keep you out of harm's way. He's there to uplift you. And I'll tell you why. Many of you prayer people, you got daughters, you got sons, And you've called many times and they're not being healed. God told me very short what is taking place this day. You're in a church that don't really believe. You believe, but you're going to a church that doesn't believe. With that, you're the one that's losing. God, He's changing the laws a little bit right now. And if you want to have healing, it'd be better to stay away and have that, instead of then separate yourself from having that power, from such turn away from. And God said that's what's hurting many people. They have great faith, but when they're worshiping, they have no faith. They have that nothing's going to happen. Well, that diminishes your faith. It brings us to a place that we need the counsel of God. We need the input of the Spirit of God. We need to be alive unto God and allow no hindrance within our hearts and life. Heaviness upon your meetings. I've been there, I've seen it. Heaviness. When there's heaviness, it defeats all power. You can get up and pray all you want, nothing will happen. You'll pray in a mist. James says, do not pray in a mist. We're praying as a mess. That's what's wrong. We're messed up. We need to be set free this day and having the liberty of God the Father, God the Son, and have the Holy Ghost. It's real. It's here that we might be a blessing. It's here that we'll be alive, that we have been suited up to righteousness for God's glory. But those that won't receive this, He's coming soon. You need to make completion what God has given you. You've paid many dollars of tithes, and God is going to be accountable of all these things. And the Bible says that judgment seat must begin for all of us. But we need to walk in the Spirit that we not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you've got God's blessing upon you, you don't have to worry. And I don't know any other way to do it but only walking in the Spirit. Jesus made it very plain. It's needful that I go away. Because if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send the Comforter. And it's the act that says it's calling is to the Lord thy God as far as the Lord God. This calling is forever to Jesus come. It's in statement. It's in stated right now. This policy in statement. It's here as a validated. It's complete. You have an up-to-date power with God will take you to eternity forever and ever and ever. You can come to walk God and God will help you. He will give you strength to be able to worship Him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a move. But I'll tell you, when you get down here and leave the Holy Ghost out of your meeting, you can get up and sing all those songs, those praises. And pretty soon, what happens is these leaders get in there and they got self in there and they dance all around and it's wicked spirits, it's wicked things that's coming in them. And I seen a vision of that years ago. And what happened? The whole place opened up and people went out in eternity. I'm not saying that's physically, but spiritually what happened. We need to have an encounter with the Spirit of God, and that's why I don't really put much pressure on singing. Singing is from the heart. We can sing in the melody all day. We can sing unto God. But when we come and God wants to meet the needs of our heart. He didn't come here to have a social club. He came here that we might be set free. He didn't come here that we might be a pat ourselves on the shoulder. No, we come here. We will be set free. We will be on fire for Him. And when you have that on fire for Him, you don't want anything else. You want the good things of God. You want to walk in His power and His anointing. I'm going to quit because God's here to bless you. He's here to save you. To give you an anointing that fades that away. My anointing is stronger now than it's ever been. The Holy Ghost is real. I feel the glory of God. God's here to reestablish you. He's here to uplift you. It's been a long walk, a long talk by myself. And it's been hard the last few months. But God this day has reinstated me. He's reinstated me in the holiest. He's reinstated me in the power. He's reinstated me into His glory. And what if you need, you pray. God told me today that I'm going to pray for many all throughout the world. I pray for the dignitaries today. I pray for a presence. I pray. I've never prayed like I prayed this day. God sent me new that I pray. That I know the effects of prayer. I know that what I pray is going to, people are going to be set free. They're going to be touched because God moves in that mysterious ways. His wonders do for. God bless you, people. I love you. God bless you. If you don't have it, call upon God. I want to let you know that I love you. If you're having troubles, I love you. And God loves you too. Don't worry about it. Just God, I'm not here to condemn you. I'm just here to move upon you as the Spirit of God. I'm here to love you, and God's here to love you. We don't want to make it hard on you. We want you to make it into heaven. That is the bottom line. But while you're here, if you come God's way, God will put you on fire. The glory of God will make you a real ambassador. We can be an ambassador this last hour. We can have the callings of God in our life. We can walk in His fullness, in His joy, joy unspeakable, full of glory. God bless you, people. Pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. I pray that you'll bless them lavishly with the gifts of God. I pray, Lord, bless your people. Bless them mighty in the wonderful name of Jesus. HaKamashila Kalama, Kala Makila, for honor, Lord thy God, shall bless you. Come to me, and I shall save you. Come to me, and I'll uphold thee. Be not afraid, for I, the Lord thy God, am with thee. Be not afraid to confess thy faults to me, because I seeth thee as my child. And I want thee to remember, I knoweth where thou art from, but I remember that I love thee, and I'll love thee to the day that I shall take thee home. And if I miss my will, I still love thee. I will always love thee, my child. I will always love thee. Do not worry about the enemy is the one that hates you. He's the one that deceives you. He's the one that wants to reassemble your life. And these churches, I say, they will not save you. I am your Savior. I am your friend. I am He that leadeth. I am He that guideth. I am He that directeth thee, saith the Spirit of God. Come, my people, come, and I will bless thee and will encourage thee in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I believe God said it all. God said it all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Love you. God bless you.